Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for the Two Ways to Make 2% show, I'm happy to say it's been canceled. This is Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli. Flying in the right seat is Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
And today we have Jim Bieber with us. Say hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
So he is no relation to the other Bieber. And he is a professor of astronomy, so we'll have some interesting insights from him. Well, your dad told you to diversify. Your broker told you to diversify. You've been reading books that tell you to diversify. We are that 10%. This is a show about diversification, doing something different than the other 90% you're doing with. The interesting thing is, as you've heard in some of our past shows, that with the little 10% following our suggestions, you can make more than the other 90%. In the first show, you heard Ralph Young. We are new here, and so I'll just give you a quick review of the first couple shows. You heard Ralph Young. He talked about using the pattern of life. That's the process that I teach, and he literally made over 300% in his first year with me. He's now in his third year utilizing my training, and he's already doubled his account this year, over 100%. You heard Trent Klein. He was our second guest. And he's kind of a slacker. He only made 160% in a year. But, you know, he's in his 20s, so he's young and inexperienced, so we'll give him a little room. And then last week, you heard Derek Zurich explain how he used the pattern of life and literally made $100,000 in a month. So he made more than that in a single month by following these patterns that predict where the turns are. Investing is a lot of fun when you know what's coming and then if you know what to do about it. So the pattern of life is, we discussed that in the first couple shows. You can go back to market4caster.com, and under the audio tab is an archive of the first couple shows. We're very intentional about setting up the first couple shows this way, so you wouldn't have to listen to 20 shows to get all the pieces. In the first two shows, we're discussing those two patterns. We're discussing how there's a pattern of five where it moves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it turns. And in the last show, we talked about how these are fractals, how that wave one has that same pattern of the five in it. And then that goes into a smaller pattern, just like Russian nesting dolls. And the same thing happens with corrections. They move in threes, not sometimes, all the time. Corrections move in threes. And again, they are built of these fives and threes within that. So you see these over and over, and I have examples of those on my website as well. So you might even think about grabbing a pen or pencil, just writing down some phone numbers and web addresses. I think you're going to want to sometimes look these things up. So again, you go to market, type in numeral4caster.com, and that gives you, you'll see some of those examples there. So Chris thought I should mention why I'm building the company the way I have. Certainly, you know, if I've got people making $100,000 in a month, I've got customers who make 100% or more a year, you know, and to be candid, of course, there's some that don't get it and they might only make 20. Certainly, I think people can make 40% a year. You know, by figuring out where these turns are, by following my newsletter and then acting on that. So why don't I sit at home? That's a question that comes up, right? Part of it is my personality. Just as an extrovert, to be locked up in a room watching screens all day, I've done it. I made 30% a month when I did it. The pay is good, but it's kind of torturous for an extrovert. So to be out among the living and out having fun, I kind of have the world view that work shouldn't be your entire life. So I try to build a system here where I can get out and snowboard occasionally and mountain bike in the summer.
So you're saying it's not all about the money, Eric?
It is not all about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's about having fun.
That's interesting on an investing show.
It is kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? I think why do we make money in the first place? It's to enhance your lifestyle, right? What would you do, Jim, if you had the time and more money to do it?
Well, I think, first of all, for me, the goal in life is to make as much money as you can with as little work as you're doing, and to have fun doing it. And I've reached an age now where I was recently approached by some people that wanted me to actually become the head distiller for a distillery they'd like to set up. And I was interested because it's basically a chemistry mm-hmm. problem. But then I started looking at the people I would be working with, and I thought, this is not going to be fun. And, yeah, I want it to be fun. So if I had money, I would probably be on the edge of a volcano looking at molten lava. That's number one. Number two would probably be being at an observatory somewhere looking at the things that I'd like to explore deeper. So, yeah, it's...
Sure. No, I'm with you. So there has to be a balance to life. Certainly we need work. I think it's actually healthy to get out and work.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I think we also need play. So other people have said, well, why don't you go start a hedge fund? Well, primarily because I own a calculator. You know, if I go and start a hedge fund, frequently the head trader can get 20%. So if I have $10 million and we double it to $20 million, I get 20% of that. So, but by doing the system that I'm doing now, creating a marketing, you know, plan where all I have to do is reach 100 company new clients a month, and frankly, I make more and have a whole lot more fun. I'm not a prisoner. My work ethic would require me to sit diligently and watch the charts all day long and, you know, not sit in the trees and snowboard and occasionally check the markets. When I say sit in the trees, I'll stop and just pull out my phone and do like I did on the drive here, just see what the market's doing, which I'm happy to say my options on the S&P are doing quite well today. Oh, let's see, where are we? So I don't think it's about personal profit always. In fact, really my whole goal, so essentially to me, doing a hedge fund would be like slavery. My goal in life is actually to get to the point where I can give away 90% of what I make. And I think that's probably why Chris wanted me to talk about this, is it, I don't think it's all about the money. I think it's about contribution in life, good that you can do. You know, frankly, I want to build a community. I want to, for people who kind of think like I do, maybe it's a sort of shelter for people who are having a little bit of trouble in their life, literally have my own power plant. Use the heat off of that power plant to, you know, warm a greenhouse so we can have, you know, fresh vegetables all, you know, all winter long. Like to have a silo full of wheat and build a bakery, and I have an invention I'd like to take to market. You know, keep people busy. You can't have people, like I just said, it's fulfilling to work. It's something that you know, it's nice to make something to contribute. And, of course, I want to contribute, and I think people need to. So I'd like to even start my own credit union. So if there's people out there that have similar designs, you know, look me up on my website, and, you know, let's talk about that. So I have a very unique paradigm. So here's these people making 100%, sometimes a couple 100% a year. I don't even – mathematically, of course, you should just keep doubling down. Hey, you turn 40,000 into 80,000. Well, then let's turn 80 into 160. Well, I actually like people to build a good financial foundation where they pay off their bills. So say you turn 40 into 80. Why don't you peel off 30 and pay off your cars? You know, do it again next year. 50,000 turns into 100, or maybe it takes you 2 years to do that. Well, peel off 40,000 and prepay your long-term care. You know, at some point, that's going to be a big thing. But it changes the paradigm then. Instead of needing a couple $1 million to retire, which most people don't seem to be able to accumulate over their life, then they can, all they need is a couple $100,000. You know, if all their bills are paid, then all they have to do is take 100, leave 200 off the side, trade that 100, even if they're only making 40 or 50%. Chris, you said you've doubled your account twice already. So, I mean, 40%. Is doable for people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, you know, to have an annuity that is giving you a little bit of income, and then every once in a while you have these hits when you call the market right, that's the way to do it. In the next segment, we're going to talk to one of our show sponsors, Ronna Smith. She shows people how to get enough money to invest or to supplement your income. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Every year we get excited about March Madness, but this year is not all about basketball. Millions of Americans are winning the game by taking advantage of our near record low interest rates. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, now is the time to get off the sidelines. Call our Denver office, 303-242-5222, or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. Supreme Lending, NMLS, ID 2129-14801. Gorham Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75254. Supreme Lending is an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Investing in You. We were just talking about paying down debt, and I pulled up the U.S. Debt clock. It's kind of interesting. There's some neat things. First of all, our U.S. national debt is $16.7 trillion at this moment. But what's interesting is our total unfunded liabilities is $123 trillion. They also list our assets are $93 trillion. So, tell you what, we're going backwards there. One of the things that when people go backwards in their own life is they need a little bit extra source of income. And one of the show sponsors, Ronna Smith, is on the line with us. Hi, Ronna.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Having some fun. Thanks for calling in this morning and appreciate you supporting the show. I've known Ronna for probably a couple years now, and she's one of the show sponsors, as I said. She has an opportunity for people to supplement their income, whether it's part-time or full-time. But, Ronna, I think some people are kind of nervous about selling stuff to their neighbors or things. Do people have to sell? Is that what's going to happen?
No, not at all. And I totally understand that idea that it is scary to think that you would have to sell something. And I think that's probably the biggest response I get from people. Oh, I don't want to sell anything. And I said, oh, that's great, because I don't sell anything and I don't ask other people to sell anything.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't think I want to go hit up my mom or something to, you know,
exactly.
to go buy extra things. I am a client of yours, although I don't market any products. I think I used probably 10 of them in the last 24 hours, probably 7 or 8 just this morning before I left the house. So, you know, I use a lot myself. I can tell people that all of them are at least as good or better than, you know, whatever I was using before. So tell us, what do you like best about your company?
Well, for me, I like the relationships that I get to build, and through that, I get to enhance people's lives. And I just think it's so important to make a difference in the lives of the people that you come in contact with, and to work with a company whose mission statement is to do that very thing is something that's very important to me. So being able to make a difference in people's lives and to basically pay it forward is important to me.
We were talking about your guarantee yesterday, and you told me some things that I didn't know, even though I've been, you know, a customer for a long time. What is the guarantee?
We have a 100% money-back, risk-free guarantee. This would be something that makes a difference, a positive difference in your life, rather than being something that's a burden or a challenge. So there is a 100% money-back guarantee on every product. And just because I like something doesn't mean that you will. And so the only way you're going to know is to try. But if you don't like it, you get every bit of your money back.
I had a blood test just this week and found out I'm allergic to all my staples pretty much. And some of the things I just ordered are on that list. So I was actually kind of relieved that my purchase isn't in vain, that I can send it back and there's no cost to me.
Absolutely.
Is this some sort of multi-level deal?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And if people are looking for that, then they need to keep looking, because this really isn't what this is. The strict definition of multi-level marketing is multi-level distribution. And since we don't sell product, there is no distribution. I'm not a distributor. I don't have a garage full of product. As you know, you have always ordered your products through the company. You have never had to order them through me. And so that to me is one of the greatest things that I love about the business model of this company, is that we don't have to stock and sell products. So that is, in the strictest of definitions, keeps us from being a multi-level market company.
It's kind of fun because they give me free stuff all the time. Every time I renew, like each month I continue, you know, they keep giving me bonus points to order other things that I haven't tried.
Yes, it's really a great program. It's called Loyalty Shopping Dollars, just to pay customers back for shopping month after month. But when you first enroll, starting your second month, you get $20 in free product for the next 5 months, for a total of $100 in free product. So it gives you an opportunity to really try some things that you might not ever have looked at before or seen or come up on your radar. So you get to try some things risk-free. And then once the 6 months is over, like you said, you are earning loyalty shopping dollars every month to try free products. So it's a great program.
You know, as a finance guy, I'm aware of people's financial state. And something like half of home foreclosures could have been avoided if people had an extra $250 a month in their budget. And I think it's you that gave me the statistic that something like over half of bankruptcies could have been avoided with just an extra, you know, $500 a month in the budget. So how hard is it to make that much?
You know, it's really not very hard at all. I've been doing this for 12 years. I do it on a part-time basis. We own another business. We have 4 children. So like many of the people that are listening to you today, I have a very busy life. But in the 12 years, I've made over $250,000. The company I work for has paid for every vehicle that we drive, and we get to pick out that vehicle. So it is something that can be very successful for anyone who's willing to put in the work.
I didn't know you did it. That's fun. Well, it sounds like Mary Kay. It's not Mary Kay. You're not going to make people drive a pink car, are you?
No. You get to pick out exactly what you want. And actually, the largest businesses in this company are run by men. So this is very much a neutral, gender-neutral business.
Oh, that's good. Well, what was your goal of sponsoring the show? What were you hoping, you know, that people would do?
Well, as always, I want to get the word out about the amazing products, but specifically right now I'm really looking for people that need supplemental income, whether they are like us and our kids are off at college and they need help with money with that. Perhaps retirement is their retirement fund is not where it needs to be, or if they want to take some of the tips they've learned from you and invest something, but they really don't have any extra in their regular budget and would like some supplemental income. No matter what the reason, I'm looking for people that are interested in making supplemental income.
Yeah, that last one was my favorite part, where they have extra money to invest with me.
There you go.
and by the way, for the new listeners, I don't handle people's money. I teach this, so we're just having fun here. But I'll give us your phone number in just a second, but let me ask people to go grab a pencil or a pen because they're probably going to want to write down your name and number. So how do people contact you? Do you have what's your phone number and what's a good website for you?
Well, my website is workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. And just to make it a little bit more interesting, there is no G on working and no G on loving. So it's workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. No G's. And my phone number is 719-440-1286. And my first name is Ronna, R-O-N-N-A. My last name is Smith.
How do you meet people? Just talk by the phone? Because 719 is outside the general Denver area.
Yes, it is. But I live just south of Castle Rock, and I come to Denver two or three times a week. My preference is to meet people in person. But I do webcast presentations, and I have people that are in my organization all over the country, so I can do everything through the phone and the computer if they don't live close to me.
Sure. Have you ever used Skype?
Sometimes, but they need to be that if we're just communicating, I'll use Skype. To do a presentation, we need to do it on the webcast because they need to be able to look at the webcast on their screen rather than at me.
I got you. That makes sense. Let's see here. So if you didn't get that number down, you know, there's people driving and that sort of thing. Please don't crash yourself just to write it down. You can always get the information at market4caster.com. That's my website. And I have all of the show sponsors' information under the radio show tab. So, in fact, love it if we have a dialogue. You know, this right now this is kind of a one-way street. So love it if you can join us at on Twitter. You can go at market4caster.com and also on Facebook. Conveniently, market4caster. And that way you can ask questions. I've got some good information on there. I tweet twice a day. Twice a day I also get onto Facebook and put out, you know, just little financial tips that people might find interesting. Chris, do you have anything to throw in? I kind of ignored you the whole time.
Oh, you're fine, Eric. I was just listening to the interview.
Okay. Jim, how about you?
That was a good interview.
Okay. Well, thanks. Join us at market4caster.com. There's a lot of good information all over that website. And please join us on Facebook and Twitter. Stick around. We'll have more right after this.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, this is Eric Jamelli, host of Investing in You here on KRCN. I'd like to invite you to join me on the special Success Cruise 2013. We set sail from Seattle, Washington on Princess Cruise Line June 9th. As a special benefit for all attendees, I will teach you the three most important market forecasting rules I use at no extra cost. Interior cabins are only $7.99 per person, including taxes and fees. Please call Carol Lee Miles at 303-690-0405 and mention this ad for additional onboard benefits and discounts. That number once again is 303-690-0405. Call now for more information on this cruise or see the seminar tab on my website, market4caster.com. That's market4caster.com. Thanks.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us, 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We have been talking for weeks about these universal patterns that are in orange juice, the orange juice price, as well as Xerox stock. Both of those patterns that you see in there are also moved like the patterns you see in the yen. And those patterns are like the charts that you see on ebook sales. And those patterns are like the ones you see in the Vancouver real estate price charts. So, by the way, they look like they're having a new, they're going to have new highs up there. So these patterns are universal. They're everywhere. And we have a scientist here with us today. He has a master's degree in astronomy. He's a professor. He teaches. We've been talking about Fibonacci ratios. That's something that we see in nature. And how we see them in markets all the time at prescribed points. Jim, how do you see Fibonacci ratios in nature?
Well, we see it in all sorts of areas. You see it in plant growth. You see it in the distribution of seeds in a sunflower plant. You see it in the way a nautilus shell grows. We can see it in galaxies. And one of the things that's kind of intriguing is when you see patterns repeating over and over on both tiny and macroscopic scales, you have to start wondering if there's something to that and if you can decipher those patterns and utilize them in a wide range of applications.
Yeah, the example I use over and over is our brain waves, right? We're all unique people, mm-hmm. but we have similar brain waves. We have similar heartbeats. You know, there's billions of us on Earth, and we all have similar heartbeats.
You bet.
So you're right. We see them in nature. We see these same ratios, you know, the spiral in galaxies is the spiral in some shells. That's mm-hmm. kind of, it may point to something. I wasn't aware of the plant growth. What is that one?
Well, if you look at distribution of, if you look at the face of a sunflower seed and you look at the distribution of the seeds, you'll see that same spiral pattern that you see in the nautilus shell
right,
of the
galaxies.
Yeah.
So that particular one is a 0.618 ratio that it's building out at, which is also the golden ratio, is what architects use for buildings.
That's right.
The Parthenon is built on it. Take a look at your business card. Your business card is built in those exact same ratios. Well, why in the world? If you spread those all out on a full sheet of paper, there's a lot of wasted paper. So why is the business card the size it is? Well, it seemed it was naturally pleasing to somebody. So these ratios, I think, are kind of just inherent in us. They're built in us. I use them in finance, so predicting turns in the market. For example, when Greece, you know, first announced, I think this is in 2010, when their financial problems came to light. Where did that happen? It happened. So if you look at the chart for the Dow falling from October of 07, you know, that whole big mess, to March of 09, if you measure that and then go up 0.618, one of those Fibonacci numbers, that news came out right there. I predicted that turn 7 months in advance in writing, and the Dow spiked that turn by 17 points and then turned and then fell 1,000 points. Well, my traders, we were all anticipating it. We were looking for it. I gave them advance warning in the newsletter. And I don't know, a bunch of them made probably 40% in, I think it was 32 trading days as the market fell and adjusted to that information. So part of it was knowing that that was a probable place of turn, but also just like we spend so much time with our kids, we end up knowing their behavior because we spend so much time with them, which Chris talked about this in a previous show. One of the things that I ask my students to do is if you chart the Dow every day, write down the open, high, low, close. So you draw a little bar chart. It might take some time because unless you've taken my class, you don't know what you're looking for, but you'll learn kind of how the Dow moves. And you get a feel for it, just like when you spend so much time with people, you can anticipate what they're going to say, think, and do. You can also see that with the chart. Chris, you got something on your mind?
I was just going to say, back to what Jim's comment about the weather. I think that's poignant with regard to whether or not you really can predict the markets. It's been a long-standing joke forever that the weatherman has no idea what he's talking about, and there's no way we can predict whether it's going to rain tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, especially here in Colorado. You know, but science has made strides, so in a way, this is an investing analysis science that I think you've...
That's a fair one, because I still get it wrong sometimes.
Sure.
But it's the equivalent
of... It's not perfect.
I tell people, use a 10% stop. So if I suggest buying a stock at $20, you know, you're going to only take a $2 risk. So it's the equivalent of bringing your umbrella, even though the weather forecaster says we're only expecting clouds. So, Jim, one of the things we talked about earlier was Higgs boson. They're looking for
the God particle.
God particle. How might this relate?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at is this. When we talk about, just getting back to what Chris said about weather, when you look at how a hurricane forms and you look at the outcome of it, you then see that pattern repeating again. So you can reasonably predict that a hurricane is going to occur again, and it doesn't. So one of the things we have to look at is what are the smaller underlying patterns in the larger patterns we're looking at.
Right.
And one of the things I see you doing is actually, I find it intriguing, looking for the smaller and smaller patterns that can be applied to your economics. So in the case of the Higgs boson, this is one of the fundamental particles that they're looking at, and as they try and predict how the universe is working, this is something that has to be there for the universe to work, but we haven't found it yet. And so what they're looking at right now with the CERN setup is actual evidence of the Higgs boson, not just little glitches that might be explained another way, but an actual particle that's there. And they only catch minute, brief glimpses of these things existing. But the evidence is starting to build that the predicted particle is actually there. So in the same way, as you're looking at these patterns, as you're trying to decipher patterns, you're kind of looking for smaller and smaller particles that will make your predictions better. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, like we talked about, I go to the macro principle first, looking for the underlying cause, mm-hmm. and then try to apply it in a micro sense, particularly in the area of picking opportunities in investing. You know, whether it's soy meal turning or the S&P, both have the same pattern, both have fundamental causes. And I kind of wonder about what you commonly hear it called quantum physics, where my understanding is Einstein and Planck, this has been the this has been our basic understanding for 100 years now, that quantum physics is what is governing the physical universe.
To some degree and to some degree not. I mean, it's kind of intriguing because in some levels there are aspects that are predictable, and in other levels the mere act of observing things changes the outcome.
Doesn't that mean we just don't understand the rules then?
Well, it may mean that by understanding the rules, we change the rules. So
interesting.
Well,
that goes back to the Fibonacci thing because, so, for instance, gold will often bounce at a Fibonacci ratio. By the way, if people don't know what they are, first of all, look it up because write down Fibonacci, and if you type that into Google, it will type the rest for you because it knows it.
Yeah, and it comes up a lot.
Right. But so you're raising the question, did we cause it, the market to turn there? So gold, for example, does bounce on Fibonacci's a lot. And it's a question, did we cause it? Well, sometimes I think the answer is yes, but sometimes there's, in a grain, for example, if there's a turn because of a drought at a Fibonacci, well, you know, that speaks to something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to get to. You know, I'm not sure we can answer the question, but there's, we can make a hypothesis maybe. If I understand quantum physics right, there's hardly consensus on anything, but a lot of people feel like there's probably 12 dimensions. So I hear some say 11, some say 10,
mm-hmm.
some say 1. Some say we're in one dimension, even though we think we're experiencing height, depth, width, and time. And for you non-physic geek out there, keep listening because this will apply to finance in a second. We understand height, depth, width, and time. That's four dimensions. We're probably experiencing and living in 12 dimensions. That means we don't know what's happening in two-thirds of our world, right?
Right.
Well, if there's a universal pattern, at least we can kind of just, you know, surmise that there is some force outside that is either governing this or this is just the way things got set up. Just like we see ratios everywhere that, you know, markets turn on them, we see them in nature, it seems fundamental to life. Well, maybe this pattern I call the pattern of life. Is that a reasonable conclusion?
I think so. I think that one of the things that we're getting, if you talk to Brian Greene with the Elegant Universe, it's the idea that there may be things beyond what we can perceive that are still having an effect on us. This is what the whole dark matter, dark energy thing is kind of turning around. Yeah.
Right. I think that's kind of the point. I'll have to get his name and number and see if we can have him on.
Yeah, good luck. He's an interesting guy.
So that's the fun of media, is we can bring in some interesting people. In next week, we're going to have on that the guy in New York who is a publisher of a bank magazine. So that'll be an interesting interview, too. He's going to call in. So, folks, stick around. We have another segment to go. And you can always get more at marketforecaster.com.
Every year we get excited about March Madness, but this year is not all about basketball. Millions of Americans are winning the game by taking advantage of our near record low interest rates. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, now is the time to get off the sidelines. Call our Denver office 303-242-5222 or apply online at gosupremelending.com. Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. Supreme Lending, NMLS ID 2129-14801, Gorham Drive, Dallas, Texas 75254. Supreme Lending is an equal housing opportunity.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les's focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months, $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm in studio with guest professor Jim Bieber.
Hey there, guys.
And co-host Christopher Smith.
Howdy there.
Well, during the break, you missed it. We were just kind of finishing up the conversation. Chris, no, I can't come to your dog's birthday party. My cat's getting married that weekend, so.
He'll miss you.
But my best information comes from Facebook, unfortunately. So we're here with Professor Jim Bieber. He is a professor of astronomy. Jim, what's the difference between astrology and astronomy?
Well, the term astrology means to study the stars. And that's really what the name of what I'm doing should be. But it got co-opted thousands of years ago by people who study the stars to try and predict the future. Astronomy actually means naming the stars. And so it's a little bit of a semantic problem, and I don't want to be accused of being anti-semantic, but that's where the name's kind of come from. Yeah, that's right. You heard me say it. Sorry.
No, it's a lot of fun. Give us a brief – this is an 11-minute segment, so we can't go on too long, but a brief history of astronomy. I kind of found it interesting.
Well, astronomy's the underlying science that all sciences are kind of grown off of, and you'll sometimes hear physicists say that that's not true, that physics is, but here's what's going on. Thousands of years ago, the Babylonians were convinced that the gods were sending them signals about bad things to occur, and among those signals were the planets moving against the stars. In fact, the word disaster means, dis means to move against, aster means the stars. And the Greeks kind of looked at that and thought this was really cool that you could tell the future by studying the planets, and they started trying to apply mathematics to see if they could predict planetary motions more accurately in the future. The whole gig was, you know, if you can tell the future, you can prepare for it. And at some point in time, as they were getting really good at it, astrology started going around the world. It started percolating through Arabic astronomy, Indian astronomy, later moved back to European astronomy once they climbed out of the Dark Ages. And it was all based on the idea that the Earth is the center of the universe, everything's moving around it, so they were trying to figure out where things were going. And lo and behold, about 500 years ago, Nicholas Copernicus and others were starting to say,
hey, I call him Nick.
Nick, yeah. We know him as Cop, but whatever. but he started saying, hey, what if the planets are actually going around the sun? And this led to a guy by the name of Johannes Kepler actually discovering that the planets had elliptical orbits, and that in turn led to Isaac Newton, who explained why the planets don't move at a steady rate around the sun, and that led to physics. And so It's kind of interesting because as we try to decipher the patterns, as we're trying to predict the future, we may suddenly find ourselves in a totally different universe than we started out with. So it's kind of intriguing when you look at how we started out with a Earth-centered universe and all of it came to the universe we now understand,
that we understand
a little bit
now.
More. Yeah.
So it seems like not only are we are in a constant search of order, but it seems like it's also there.
Mm-hmm. And our goal is to kind of try and see the underlying patterns that control that. And so that's, you know, what I'm fascinated by what you're doing is that you're deciphering underlying patterns in what looks like chaos, but it's actually following patterns that you're starting to kind of find and make predictions on. It's kind of cool.
The market may seem from the outside like it's random, but it's not remotely. Some people call it, you know, what's that analogy? The wandering ant or something.
Yeah.
It's not remotely.
Eric, I've always wondered this. I think we've talked about this a number of times. The markets do appear random. Every natural system appears random. Now, you've developed a system to be able to, with relative certainty, predict certain movements in the market. Do you think it's possible if you were given enough time of study and enough rules and understanding of the underlying principles that you could literally predict every movement in the market, every perturbation?
If I were smart enough, yes. So first of all, just to go back a little bit, I learned this from a floor trader at the S&P pits. He's in his 80s. He's been doing this for over 60 years. So I certainly didn't come up with it. I think I've refined it a little bit. So the guy's a freak when it comes to intelligence. His IQ is something like 2 standard deviations over genius. So I think he's actually, his numeric IQ number is probably a little bit higher than Einstein. So a very, very bright guy. So bright that a lot of people wouldn't be able to follow what he talks about. So to make it approachable for people, I've kind of refined the rules. But he didn't come up with it either. He learned it from somebody else. So this has been around a very long time. And Jim and I were actually talking about this earlier today, but you bring it up now that markets move in what's called ticks. Every single trade that's the tick. So tick charts, you can go to a tick chart, and that's where the fractals is that we talked about last time. That, you know, this moves 1 up, 2 down, a long piece in the middle, 3, a fall rally, fall makes 4, and then another spike to make 5, and then it turns. And for in the last segment, we talked about the real estate values in Vancouver. Well, that last spike hasn't happened. So the fractal part is the 1, 3, and 5 have a smaller version of that pattern. And then inside that 3, for example, and there's an example of this on my website. If you go to market4caster.com, one of the first videos under presentations, you can go through it, and it'll show you that pattern of 5. But in the silver chart, which will be a red one, it'll show you how the third wave broke into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's falling in that case. But then that first, third, and fifth, people have trouble with the way I talk. The fifth of the fifth shows that you're ending. Well, the fifth of the fifth of the fifth shows you're closer to the end. So your specific question was, can every little move be figured out? And I, like I said, I don't have the intelligence or the patience to do it. But you see this pattern on a tick chart basis. Literally, you can clump 100 trades together, and this pattern of 5 comes out. So, yes, it's in there. And that's why I wanted to talk to Jim, to talk to somebody in science, because there's some underlying cause that, you know, this points to, you know, I'm not sure it's even knowable, but it points to something. If there's a universal pattern, possibly there's a universal pattern maker. But at least we can explore the concept with what we talked about in the last segment. And by the way, if anybody missed that, if you're just tuning in, you can always go back to the archives on my website. Again, market4caster.com. And under the audio tab are the previous shows. And we just finished talking about how
quantum physics talks about living in 12 dimensions, even though our senses are only aware of four. So we're unaware of most of what's going on around us. So people have had that sixth sense like, oh, I just better not take that road home. And it turns out there was an accident there and the backup is, you know, 3 hours long. Well, how'd you know that? And really the word isn't know. How did you suspect that? Well, something's happening somewhere that gives us reliable data. We've all had that gut check, right? Where, ooh, you know, you hear something like, oh, you just feel like you can't do it. And you're having a visceral response and you have no idea why. And people find that their gut reaction is very often reliable. I probably know, I know a lot of people who have those sorts of impressions and they prove out to be over and over. So it seems like we tend to explore the unknown. Where else are we seeing patterns? Is that helping in science? Do you find patterns all the time? Is that what we're exploring?
Well, yeah, I think we do. In fact, as an astronomer, you kind of look outwards. You look from the Earth. You look beyond. One of the things we're starting to realize is that there's a whole universe inwards. And I think a lot of physics in the next couple of decades is actually going to be about exploring deeper inwards. There is now talk about there is no ultimate particle, that as you go down, you get to a smaller particle. There's smaller particles that make that. And so there's an infinity going inwards as well as outwards. So one of the things we look at is how do those smaller particles impact our larger world?
I have several friends who are physicists, and they say, one of them in particular was telling me that the universe is still expanding. Is that correct? Do you know?
Well, as near as we can tell, it is. Although one of the things that I always wonder is, how do we define universe? Is the universe what we're expanding into, or is the universe all the matter that's there expanding into the nothingness around it? So.
Well, folks, we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Investing in You. Thank you, Jim Bieber, for coming in. And if you ever need information, go to marketforecaster.com.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.